Thanks for tuning in still. This is still CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Hill. My name is Ben. Thank you so much for having patience. It's going to be worth it. Live in studio with us right now. It's going to work. Strap.
One, two, three, four. About where I've been, the state that I'm in. It's hard to reassure you the trouble I know, the places I go, they never change. And you're alarmed just to listen. I'm trying to say I won't go away. Just what I need is some trust in from you. I don't want to prove my love. And if that trust won't enter your heart, it won't apply, then you got to change. I look around, my position is sound, and I'm holding my ground, and I won't go away. And it's a sickness of my kind of weakness. I always look sad when I'm not. Confusing, but feel like I'm choosing. Am I still losing? Oh, just cut. A grasp inside, take a look at my mind. Look through my eyes, and look for the love. See past the tears, and see past the fear. Listen, it's clear. I'm in love. And if that trust won't enter your heart, the tear won't depart, then you gotta change. I look around, my position is sound, and I'm holding my ground, and I won't go away. And if that trust won't enter your heart, it's you on the bottom, then you got to change. I look around, my position is sound, and I'm holding my ground, and I won't go away.
Strap, and our next song is called Not a Lot.
Everything I play sucks. I go left down. Crack the tunes, listen to something I'm not waiting for a change. Motivation is the same, and I'm in. today I don't have a
song next called Watching You. Strap is our band name. Still,
we're gonna play another song really quick because that's better than talking.
Yeah, I guess.
Right.
So. Okay,
on CITR 101.9 FM.
1, 2. No, wait, we gotta play faster. Oh, Watching You.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Feel my skin is cold tonight. And my eyes, see my eyes are the dark inside. I climbed over to your side of the bed. You weren't there, alive. It's just the shape of your head.
Bianca's wonderful husband, Curtis, is here tonight. Yeah, that's one set of hands. And my good buddy, Jeremy Vreken, is here tonight also. That's two sets of hands. That's all we need. Our next song is called Found a Rut. That's not how it goes. Thank you.
is my leg so tight I could almost scream? How could anyone feel quite like me tonight? And I am out for a fight. Oh, there's a feeling in my head, it makes me wanna shout. Silence is golden when you're older, it doesn't come out. And I got nothing to say. And I have found a love, a settlement. It's all I got. Found a love. Just in his head, was a real mean freak. Now I say, pass me a ride. And I was scrubbing till I feel okay. Got a sense of purpose while I'm scrubbing away. Now I see my father, he's just like me. Found a ride, settled in. All I got. Found a run, 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 found a run.
Bah, we're Strap here on CITR 101.9 FM.
UBC.
Cable 102. Oh no, wait, that went away a long time ago. And we're happy to be here at CITR because
we're very happy.
We have a long history of CITR. And I, in particular, used to be an employee here. It was great. Great job. I miss it. Now I'm in a band called Strap. Used to be called Ace Martins, which is also the name of this man voice that you are probably hearing.
That's
singing
me.
Most of these songs.
That's me. Not to be confused with Ben Lai's man voice.
Right, the singing man voice.
The singing man voice, or the one that was singing.
It's called Ace Martins, and our band was formerly called Ace Martins, so most of what you can find about us on the internet is probably under Ace Martins, right?
Unless you go on the Instagram.
which is at this strap.
At this strap.
This one, not the other one.
All one word, lowercase.
Don't worry about Googling. Don't worry about Googling Strap Band.
And the
because you'll
symbol.
Find a lot of places to replace your watch strap in fashionable ways.
Is anyone else feeling sad? Because I've got a song called Tears in Our Eyes.
Nice segue. okay.
Still make me cry. And I know I got a new love now. And with her, I hope I can be better. Oh! And in the corner's your shadow of you. And I'm worried that it'll be there forever. And this real as time goes past, but you never forget that I say you be my life. And I never meant to tell those lies, but what do we got now? Is it teasing a rise? Oh.
Different people in here. Hey,
clapped at us.
Somebody thumbs up to us when we were playing that song.
Oh, that's cool.
How about that?
We got a cool thumbs up.
We got a thumbs up.
Someone outside.
Hey, we got two thumbs up in the booth over there from Ben.
So many thumbs up.
So many thumbs up.
So we just became the band Strap recently. We just changed our name and wrote a bunch of new songs and recorded them and. We're going to try and put them out soon.
We have a whole finished record.
Yeah.
If anybody at all out there is at all interested
if you're
helping
the kind of person,
us put out a record, we did most of the legwork.
If you're like a record putter out a person, we've got artwork, it's mastered, we're open, we're available to tour on summer, weekend, spring break, and other school holidays.
Especially spring break.
Especially spring break, which is also our favorite band. That the opposite.
Oh, thinking about spring break makes me think about vacations, which is
which
what
makes
the
me
next
think
song
about
is about.
Segues between songs.
This song's called Time in Lieu.
Kiss of the surf on the tips of the toys. all day and all night, anything goes. Can you tell us which stars are out tonight? Maybe we don't have to go there. We can just stay in this tropical zone. You by my side in the pale moonlight, holding us tight to the sound of the tide. We've been holding what's on your mind. If we could go away, if we could go away.
Well, why don't we do an old song?
Okay.
I don't know if you can hear the crowd roaring from in here, but we found one on YouTube.
I
better not say that. We'll have to give that YouTube video credit on the air, and then, well, I don't think it's getting picked up anyways.
Doesn't make for good radio anyway.
Okay, this song's called "On to Me," and it used to be a big Ace Martin's hit.
Huge.
Here at CITR, 101.9 FM on the UBC campus.
And now it's a huge strap hit.
Now it's a huge
that is
strap.
The
hit.
Name of our band. Do I start it? Yes. Yeah.
When you say you found the one, 'cause she's staring back at me, the only one you could have met. And she's taking off her dress, doesn't look like she's attached. Is she really yours at all? Or did you mean a different? Looks like she's coming on to me. You're special, baby. She isn't what she seems to be. Goes after she rolls up her hose back to you, I presume, but I don't know if that's true. I know where you thought she was special, you told me so the other day, but I guess you were mistaken anyway. Looks like she's coming. You're special, baby. She isn't what she seems to be. Your baby's coming on to me.
Nice.
Foley Benegetti here on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Thunderbird Radio Hell.
With your fabulous host, Ben Lai. We're the band Strep. We have
two more songs.
Is that correct?
Two more.
Two is correct.
Two more songs. Do you feel stuck on the radio right now?
I feel stuck in the talking part.
Well,
of
don't turn that dial, because there's another song coming.
Oh, you're not asking me.
All right. What song? Oh, yeah, stuck. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wait. I don't know how it starts. Now I do.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, now it's working.
It was just unplugged.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. The love that we have, I feel deep in my bones. Nobody else can have it. No one else that I know. Hard to believe. Harder still to deceive. And I won't lie to you, baby. You got me weak in the knees. Stuck in your way. Stuck in my head. All that I want.
Expect with that where, one.
What you call it? Jam band, I think.
I think so.
On that song.
Well, good thing that album wasn't released yet. Otherwise, people would know.
Well, no, that's why we've already started remixing it.
Well, I'm going to have to bid you fair night, Vancouver, until this song is over, and then we will be on the interview tubes with Ben.
So don't bid anyone anything yet.
So no bids.
But we're going to play one more song. We're a band called...
We're going to play one more song. We're called...
Thanks.
Strap.
Thanks.
All the good ideas are Sarah's and Bianca's. I just say them.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, streaming live.
Are you ready to play yet? Still time? High Heat.
This one. Song's called High Heat.
One, two, three, four.
And I got some money. Now all we need is a place to go. I know we talked about it before, but it's too hot in Mexico. High heat, I say.
Strap, everybody, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Yes, you heard right. The band will be joining me in studio very shortly after maybe a minute of these PSAs on CITR 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell.
You're waking the neighbors!
No!
The Alliance for Arts and Culture has launched a new project called Space Finder. It's a free-to-list, free-to-search database that helps artists find spaces they need for performance, rehearsal, exhibition, and more. You can search by area, price, and space needs. Go to bc.spacefinder.org to find or list your space now.
Of Eric's Trip, you're listening to CITR on 101.9 FM.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more. Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben. I am joined in studio now by Strap. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for playing on the show. Sounded great.
Thank you for having us on your wonderful show. It's of Vancouver's musical heritage.
Also, I'd like to thank Jay Arner for being the sound technician tonight.
Yeah, what a treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Just of all the wonderful professionals.
Yes.
I was very excited.
Yeah.
And he wore such a nice shirt also. That's the sign of a professional, someone who shows up to work looking ready. Looking good.
And you know what else was looking good? All his fancy mics.
Yeah, he has some very nice
good looking microphones in there.
Very nice microphones. Let's talk about the band. So Strap, yeah, used to be called Ace Martins. Actually, well, maybe introduce people yourself for people out there on Radioland again, just in case they've forgotten.
Well, I'm Ace Martins.
Yes.
And I'm Sarah Cordingly.
And I'm Bianca Sopel.
Perfect. So, yeah, the band used to be named, I guess, after you, Ace.
It's true. But then we added band members who did a lion's share of the work and felt collectively that they also deserved hard-hitting credit.
It was also awkward to people be like, what band do you play in? And I'd say, like, oh, Ace Martins, which is also the name of a person.
Right.
But I'm not physically in that person, but I do play drums with him regularly. But he's still named Ace Martins,
yes.
Just to
it's
clarify.
It's a sharp name.
It's true. And when
it's a great name. It's a, yeah.
It is. Yeah.
And some people, I mean, when I first met you, like, I wasn't sure if that was, like, actually your real name or, like, a stage name, because it's kind of cool, like, a stage name.
I think my mother knew that.
Yeah.
She's like, this is going to be a theater baby.
I don't think she was thinking theater baby. I think she was thinking like rocker dude.
Well, she got a bit of both. Got it right.
Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, when did why strap, or is it just something like what was the idea?
Bianca?
You know, I Googled band on Google and strap was the first thing that I saw, so I just thought, you know.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And is the music a bit different from Ace Martin, or is it pretty much just?
Well, I think from the last things that I have recorded, this is the first thing we've recorded as a band together. Mm-hmm. So that's different, and that's important. And I think that I've been writing more like, I don't know, rockier songs. We've been mm-hmm. writing more rocky songs together. And so it's like we're more of a rock band now, and it's right. fun. And I kind of don't, I'm not really going for the crooner thing anymore.
Not at all? Or
well, you know, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I still comb my hair.
But I think there was a constant progression right. ever since I stepped in and started poking. To be faster and louder and faster. And it didn't work for a while, but it's finally, the message has gotten through, I think.
Jalen.
Bianca's a punk rocker, so she helps with the cause, I think.
Is this the pace of the tempo, or is it even going to be, you know, you see yourself even going faster?
Even faster? No, I don't know. The last three songs I wrote are pretty slow, so maybe we're going backwards. Like, maybe this is the peak. The top of the fast mountain, Sarah.
Maybe we just don't have to play those songs.
We're rolling down into our old age.
I don't practice enough to play any faster than that, though. So.
Fair enough. And you said you have done some recording, and you just it's kind of in a vault, or
we did, yeah,
it's vaulted.
We brought you a special present today, oh. Ben. Actually, I have all of the songs on a cassette tape in my bag, which I will give you. And then you will have all of the songs.
Oh, am I
in
allowed
your
to
personal
play?
Vault?
Am I allowed to play?
It just yeah, you help. Can play it, but don't give it to the radio station for everyone else to play. Right. It's just oh, for
just
you.
Just for
special.
My show.
Just
yeah.
for you.
It's oh. an, a Thunderbird Radio Hell exclusive.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, seriously, though, we're going to try and like put it out really fast, but we're all kind of busy and it's yeah. hard to do
yeah, no,
things.
Fair enough.
So
it's summer.
We don't
want
to do it ourselves again. Yeah. But we also like haven't really asked anyone or yeah. shown it to anyone. So we're going to get on that. So this is where this is the beginning of that path.
Yeah.
yeah. And you played here at the news station. Was I can't remember now.
No, we played here at the news station. I think like actually.
One of the first band to play like
yeah.
on my show at
yeah.
the news station.
I remember Sarah, because Sarah used to work here. When you worked here, we were actually the very first band to play in this building, yeah. not even for a radio show. We were just
were the
testing
acoustic
out
the test
oh.
band,
oh.
and
oh,
we
seriously?
Played an acoustic test yeah. concert. And I don't think we invited anyone. Oh, we just like weirdly, creepily played as a two-piece in the middle of this like giant concrete piece of architecture out there.
Oh, like outside.
Just to see, you know, where our audience was like the security guards and the janitors and stuff.
And, you just asked
and it
them?
Was like, well, it was kind of like, are we going to be able to do this? Are we going to be allowed to do
yeah.
this as a station? I think it's still up in the air.
Like in well, I mean, I don't do my show with the, whatchamacallit, the gates or thing open.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the daytime, I think they still do. Just at night, the traffic is so low that everyone, yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But the sound is, it's. But yeah, I think it sounds okay with it out. It just kind of.
Oh, for us, it sounded amazing in there.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like pretty, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah. So one thing maybe I want to talk about is maybe you're, both of you just got married.
We did.
You went, Sarah and Ace.
And Bianca got married
not that long ago.
No, like really not that long ago.
But we want to talk about maybe Disneyland, where you went to. Disney World, which I can't even.
We went to Disneyland in California. And let me tell you, Disneyland is the greatest place in the whole world.
The happiest place on earth.
We had a fantastic time.
So now they got like the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, a lot of Star Warsy. We drank blue milk and we
What does it taste like?
It's so good. But it's like $8 for a tiny cup.
But what is it like? Does it taste
It's creamy and fruity.
It is really good.
But is it milk?
No, I think it's like a
coconut and rice milk.
Coconut and it's like a.
I thought you hated coconut.
I do, but I did like blue milk.
It's
but
the, really good.
And did you get like blue tongue? And
No, it was all natural apparently.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice. It was really good. It was very subtle flavor, not too sweet. And we went for breakfast in like a Star Wars cantina. And there was like a droid DJing and saying annoying things in between songs.
What song does the droid play?
But like a remix of it. Yeah. But the droid DJed in there all day. So it played lots of songs. Some of them were really cool space songs.
Are you familiar with the Star Wars movies, Ben?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think of the
scene? He had a really knowing look when I said blue milk.
So. What do you think of the scene where he gets the blue milk, where Mark Hamill milks the... titty thing. Did you enjoy that scene?
I can't remember. I thought it was. I remember the scene. I think I just go, oh, that's interesting.
I think everyone was like scandalized by, but I think it really like sets up the sort of like way he's living off the land and like what's going on with him now.
It's a weird scene.
I don't know if I'm like enjoy the scene where I'm like pause it on my DVD and watch it a few times.
I mean, I did. Because it's
what do you
weird.
Think, Bianca, about the milking?
Do you remember the milking?
Vaguely.
Didn't have a big impact.
Well, maybe I'm just into the milking.
Does it come? Yeah. and have you been to Disneyland before?
No, never.
Because in my mind, like this, I mean, they bought all this stuff now, right? Because before, I in my mind, it's always just, you know, like Mickey and Donald and maybe like Cinderella.
Well, there's
but
the,
now
like,
they got Marvel now, right?
Pixar movies.
Are there like Avengers everywhere now?
Yeah, there was Avengers around, and the Guardians of the Galaxy ride was really fun.
Right.
But Captain Marvel was doing some sort of exclusive visits inside some building, but we couldn't go in
because we don't have a Disneyland.
We saw Spider-Man, and he was really short and had a very
like the actual actor, or is it just
the actual Disneyland actor. He was very short, which I get Ace told me is maybe correct
because he's supposed to be a teenager,
right? Yeah. We saw Thor. Captain America told me it was nice to see me.
Oh, nice. You didn't stay at the Disneyland Hotel, right?
No, because
$700 a night to stay
at
that.
It was so expensive. It was so darn expensive.
Yeah.
I wouldn't spend that kind of money.
That like the concierge is like goofy or something. Like they have
probably.
Like,
But yeah, how much
I know,
goofy
it's all
do
worth,
you really
yeah,
want?
That's, like, that's way too much. Yeah. moving back to talking about the band.
Which band? Strap?
Yeah, to talk about Strap. So last time you played Music Waste?
We played Music Waste this past year. We had an excellent, very fun show.
That's your first show as Strap, right?
It was our second show as Strap.
We played a show at Pat's Pub with a fellow named Vanden Duel, who is in town from Saskatchewan, and a band called Rampant Lion. And that was a fun show.
I thought he was from
Alberta.
Oh, Lethbridge. Right. Yeah. Oh. I thought he was from Saskatchewan.
Ty Vandenduul.
Ty Vandenduul. Our second show. It was great. I love playing Music Waste. It's really fun.
Yeah. Music Waste, one of the good things. You have a good time at the photo shoot.
We did, yeah. It was
really fun. That's like a, it's like a good.
It was a nice theme this year, 80s business.
Mm. Totally great.
Awesome computers, courtesy of me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. The theme this year was like business. And then, you have a choice of, is this computers and suitcase?
Did you pitch the theme? Were you like, I've got all these computers?
No, it wasn't. I actually didn't even know that was a theme until I saw the first logo, which was like a Commodore PET thing.
Oh, yeah, with the 25. Oh, yeah.
Did you call him up and you're like, I've got just the prop for you?
I think some of the people in the committee know who I am, and I think they've, I think
either have to call Ben Lai or Sarah Cordingley's dad, so I guess Ben Lai lives closer.
Yeah. Yeah, just for people who know, I talked to Sarah's dad. Did he sell Apple IIIs or something?
He owned a computer store in the like early to mid 1980s in Vernon, British Columbia.
Wow.
I don't know what he sold. I was a tiny child.
But he still has some of the computers.
Oh,
he has like magazines and such, right?
Yeah. He's got, what's the magazine called? On2.
On2,
yeah. On2 magazine.
Yeah.
And they take up a lot of his home. Both of my parents have more than 3 bedrooms in their homes, and more than 2 bedrooms are dedicated to just housing stuff.
Yeah, sounds
so I'm gearing up to deal with all that. I'll give you a call.
No, it sounds about right. I talked to your dad a bit at a wedding. We're going to go to Kansas City at some point. There's a computer conference in Apple II conference, which is an old computer from the 80s. There's a conference in Kansas City, and me and Sarah's dad is going to go one of these.
That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah.
Jeez. How do I get an invite like that?
You are absolutely free to come.
Nobody likes the son-in-law.
Well, the son-in-law just doesn't like Apple IIs that much that I know of.
I could get into it.
Yeah.
Do they even work? I thought most of them don't work. Like, we have the other one.
Well, this is going to be very exciting for most people.
I don't know why I'm bringing this up.
Yeah, but no, the two works. There's like millions of them around, and most of them still work. The three is the one that came after the two, which I think your dad was.
That's the one that's my dad's kitchen.
That was the one that sort of had issues. So the famous story is that is that after you buy it, there's having all these problems. So they tell Apple actually sent out not email, I guess back then, the public service, whatever, like a recall thing, and saying people need to drop the computer 3 inches. Onto the floor. So they have to hold it 3 inches from the floor and let it go. So the drop is supposed to reseat some of the chips on the computer.
And did that work?
Supposedly.
That's crazy.
I know.
Huh.
Which is like unheard of. Like you never heard, like, you know, imagine buying an iPhone and be like, sorry, like, you know, if you're to get your headphone working, you gotta like
just drop, give it a just good
drop,
smack.
Just drop it if you
want. That's the like jukebox hip bump of
sometimes there's interesting fixes. Like, I'm sort of interested in old video games, and I recently purchased a Virtual Boy, which is a Nintendo
machine.
What have
we gotten into?
And it has these two graphic display chips, which are connected via a ribbon cable that's just glued to the chip. So to repair it, I had to stick it in the oven and, like, slightly melt it a little bit to get the glue and the ribbon cables to warm up and restick.
And it works now?
It does.
I've never used it. This is turning.
Would you like to come over and burn your retinas out? Because that's the main function of the Virtual
Boy. I've heard bad things about it, and you can't. And it designed it so it's supposed to be like a VR virtual thing, but you can't strap it to the head because they couldn't get
it. No, it's really poorly designed. But you should come over and play it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, we'll do that and watch some Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm into that.
This is totally turning.
This is great. You know what we are about is music? A cool band.
Pokemon, too. What about that? You're into that, right?
Yeah. let's talk about what's a plan for, I don't know, what's a plan for the band?
Oh, I know that one of our bandmates has something coming up, even though we don't have any immediate shows.
Yes, Spring Breaks, my other band, are playing a pretty exciting show at the Black Lab August 10th with Out of Controller from Halifax Jerk Jails. Which all rule, and we're very excited about it. Come down.
You should see the gosh darn poster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good looking poster.
It's an excellent poster by my husband, Curtis.
Which day of the week is it?
It is a Saturday, I believe.
Saturday, Black Knight. Should be a great show. Spring Breaks. Yeah. And Valerie was here a couple of weeks ago with the band La Master. And Jordy was just hanging around.
Oh, yeah. Jordy, he's great.
Yeah, so me and everyone from Spring Break has been in the studio within the last month.
We're just connected that way.
But they didn't play. What?
Yeah. Well, it's being set up.
It's being set up for the fall, maybe.
Yeah.
They figured if they hung around enough, eventually it would happen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we know some people.
Spring Break is doing something, but what about Strap?
We have a show in Penticton. At the end of the month, which we're going to.
How did that happen?
Andy from my other band, my good friend Andy Resto.
Another former Well, why are you always in bands with former CITR music
directors? How else do you get on the radio? he set up a show in Penticton. I guess he knows a fellow out there and got it set up. So we're going out there with us and Achuta and Yoon are playing
Achuta, Star Wars reference.
Triple bill out in Penticton. Actually, I think it's a quadruple bill because I think there's a local act out there that's going to play with us. But I have not seen the poster or the Facebook page yet.
It's the Penticton Pickers.
So if you're listening, Andy.
And isn't there another show too?
Well, yeah. I mean, Dorothy from Yoon is trying to put together a show in Kelowna that weekend. So that's still likely. And we're trying to put together the third show that weekend. So we got some homework to do, but the end of the month we should be going into the interior. So that'll be really fun, I think. That'll be great. Who doesn't like driving and playing and driving?
Are you planning on doing something else while you're in Penticton? I don't know.
Well,
at some point, I don't know if it's part of the tour, but I got to get to Enderby and ride a tube down that river.
No, I heard Dorothy has a lake house.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Although, Kelowna sucks. That changes everything.
To our listeners, this show has a huge following in Kelowna.
It probably does. Yeah,
it did.
Because everyone can't afford to live here, so they moved to Kelowna.
Yeah, so that should be fun. If you are listening from Penticton,
check us out what is the date of that? It's whatever Friday night is, the 29th of August. Is that correct?
The 29th or the 30th. I think it's the 30th.
Labor Day 30th. Weekend. Yeah.
The 30th.
How do people get a hold of you? Is there a website?
We got an Instagram page, which is this strap. So you like @ and then you type this strap into the Instagram, and that'll get you to us. And then also, you could just look up Ace Martin still, is like how the band camp is still set up and stuff until we figure out how we're putting out this record. And then there'll be more info. But, you know, keep your eyeballs peeled because it's coming and we're going to put it out and it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, if it sounds anything.
Yeah, we recorded it at Little Red Sounds, Little Red Sound Studio. Felix Fung did an excellent job. Yeah, it was really fun, super long 2 days.
It's great. Are some of the songs, like recorded the songs you played tonight? Or?
Yeah.
Most of them.
And we do have a song, a preview song from the record on YouTube. So you can look up Strap Tears in Our Eyes on YouTube. So you go in the search bar.
Things are going to come up.
No. It's the first thing that comes up. I mean, if you want to look at other bad things. Oh, yeah. I don't know how
I
that
just
works
checked.
When you're it was fine. That.
Oh, it was really bad.
Oh, what? Oh, well, even with the whole song name?
No, I think she's fibbing.
That's a joke.
Okay. All right, fair enough. I don't know. Strap on CITR, live in studio. Are we going to do a little segment we called Radio Advice?
What do you want to know? Asking the radio. Radio advice.
Is that Selena?
Yeah, it's Selena.
Oh, it sounds amazing. It does.
The last time you were on, was I doing segments and stuff yet?
I don't think so, no.
No, this is new. This is fresh.
There's a whole bunch.
How long have you been doing this?
Like
segments?
Segments? A couple years now, I think, probably. Maybe just after, yeah.
All right.
There's a whole bunch. But this one we don't do very often, but we're going to do it tonight. It's called Radio Advice. Very simple. I've asked the internet for if they have any requests, any advice that they want to ask the band.
Did anybody write in?
Well, there's some, and then I also just, there's other advice questions that I found on the internet.
Nobody wrote in. Zero.
All the crowd that was cheering earlier.
Yeah, the crowd is, I've asked friends. Yeah, it's been done. You know, some of these are possibly from friends of mine from work. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? So various advice. Feel free to think about it and be discussed. Some of these are might be difficult. Some of these are long, so we'll see how far
it's
we
get. There's like a lot there.
I know. So this one is from someone called, I don't know, ACBMML. I don't know what that stands for. Its title is Cats on a Car Trip. So it says, we have a 10-hour car trip coming up. Our biggest issue, we stop feeding and watering at 5 p.m. And then they start the trip at 8 a.m. So I guess they stop feeding the cats at 5 p.m. and they start the trip at 8 a.m.
Is this a math problem?
Well, and then it says two of the cats are fine. Two of the three cats fine, no problems. But the third one, for the last two trips, takes a massive stinky dump about 20 minutes into the trip.
Why are you taking three cats on a 10-hour car trip? Here's my advice. Don't ever do that. Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, it just says, what can I do to avoid this?
Well, you know what? I've had to move across the country before.
But they were doing it multiple times, though, yeah.
You can just go to the vet and get a little sleeping pill for your kitty. And then you have like sad, cute, grumpy kitty afterwards. But he does sure is quiet the whole car ride. No poops. Yeah.
How do you know he's not going to poop?
He doesn't poop. He's sleeping. You don't poop when you're sleeping.
Cat diapers and then just remove.
Oh, yeah.
Cat diapers. Oh, that is a business plan.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, next.
Okay, this one is...
One cat, 5 hours, maybe. Three cats, 10 hours.
This one is long, so we'll bear it. This is from Eutherocyte, whatever. It's like, the title is, my boyfriend wouldn't pay for my meal when I forgot my wallet. It says, usually on dates, we split the bill. I don't really care. Like in the past, I've paid the full bill, and my ex would pay for dinner other times. We'd go back and forth. My current boyfriend wants us to each pay for what we ordered. From the first date, he said that's how he'd like to do things. I was fine with it. I didn't really care if he wouldn't pay for me. Paying on a date is sweet to me. I like it, but I have my own job, so it's whatever. I figured maybe he doesn't have a ton of money, so he can only cover his own bill. Anyways, I didn't really have any problem with it, but we went out to some random spot. Like a local Chipotle, but better. So he went down to the line and he got his own meal. I ordered mine, and then when I went into my bag, I realized I forgot my wallet and my house. I told him that I forgot it by accident, and I thought he would offer to pay and I would pay him back, but he was like, oh, that sucks. And he sat down to eat. I was just like, what the F? This guy standing behind me in the line pay for my food, and I pay him back through Cash App.
Loser!
After we ate, I lied and said my mom needed me to come home for something, and our date was cut short since we were supposed to go shopping in the city. How messed up is that? Like, why is he so cheap? A random stranger paid for me, and he wouldn't. I don't know what the advice is.
Well, you know, if she doesn't know...
That is messed up.
It is messed up. But if she doesn't know how much money he has, then maybe he only had enough for one Chipotle meal.
But, okay, there's clearly a communication problem here. Yeah. Like, you can't just say, oh, I forgot my wallet, and then, like, maybe somehow he didn't clue in of what a normal, nice person would do. Like, just say... Could you please pay for my food and I can pay you back later? Like, maybe that might have helped. But also, that's dumb that he wouldn't, like, explain or whatever. And
also, I can count on more than my hands the amount of times I've forgot my wallet when I wanted a buddy to just buy me a beer.
What?
Yeah, I do that. Well, just to one friend in particular, often, actually.
What?
Cody, my friend Cody. He's not listening. So the secret's safe.
Okay, now I feel like you've forgotten your wallet with me before.
No!
Okay, I forget, like, actual forget my wallet all the time, and it's the worst. So it's
the
nice
worst
when
for
people
my bank
help
account,
you
right?
out.
So... What would you do in the case? So let's imagine the person didn't actually have the money to. I would have just like, well, here, have like some of my burrito Chipotle or something.
Sure.
Unless they don't eat the same thing. But
yeah, like if Sarah ordered a burrito with coconut in it and then I went to order and I didn't have my wallet and she was like, I heard you do that on purpose, so I'm not paying for you. but you can have some of my coconut burrito, I'd have a bad time.
What he's trying to say is he does not like coconut. But so, nobody likes the coconut burritos. So.
so is the advice to talk about this once again?
No, she's got to move on.
Yeah, seriously.
Just forget it.
Well, I think she's not asking for advice. Like she just from the tone, we know what needs to happen here.
Right.
But good story.
Yeah.
But I want to know what the local Chipotle's but better is. It's
intriguing. Any of the other taco shops.
Yeah.
Is Chipotle even a taco shop though?
Yeah.
Isn't it like
it's not a Chipotle? Good, yeah. I don't think I had it.
But people love Chipotle. I don't know.
I had a business thing in Toronto I went to, and there was a Chipotle at the bottom of the conference center, and it was not good.
There's like a taco burrito place at like a really popular at like food courts, and I see people line up all the time. I forgot what it's called.
Taco Time.
Yeah, Taco. I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, I love Taco Time. Get some of those tater tots.
Oh, they're so good. Delicious. That's the number two reason
to
go to
Tinseltown. I really like that sauce.
What's that? Yeah.
The number one reason is free parking?
The number one reason to go to Tinseltown is free parking. Don't tell anybody. It's my secret.
It's been full lately.
Oh, really?
That's, everyone knows.
I've done it a few times. Yeah, the secret's out. You can't do it during like Canucks games though, because I think they do check because it's so crazy.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Who goes downtown during Canucks games though is what I want to know.
Yeah. Who drives?
Oof. Who drives?
Yeah, don't drive downtown for a big event.
Yeah. We'll do a few more here with radio advice. This one is related. It's a different person. It's related. It's from Olivia R. Says, if someone is paying for dinner, should you order the cheapest, mid-level, or the most expensive item on the menu?
Can I have some context? Like, if my parents are taking me out for dinner,
I don't know. This is it. Basically,
well, okay, not my parents.
I feel like this is like your question because when we do, your parents are your parents listening? When we do go out, and if you're like going to take them out, like it's your dad's birthday or whatever, and you're like, we'll go out. He's like, I have to get the most expensive thing, and he says it like it's a joke, but then he does.
Well, that's okay because it's his birthday.
Yeah. But I think, don't you just like get what you would like to eat?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, you have to make an honest choice there. And don't be a jerk. Unless it's like your boss is taking you out.
No, be a jerk.
Don't.
Hey, money is no object.
Yeah.
You're not going to resell your lunch later or whatever.
Well, I think for me, it's like, if it's like the boss or the company who's paying for it. I guess I would take out. Don't hold back. I won't hold back, but I won't like just order the most expensive thing because that's
just
the most,
for the sake
of. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no.
Like I would pick the thing that I really like, but you know, maybe, if there's a choice, kind of like I'm not sure, maybe I'll pick the more expensive one, maybe. I don't know. If I'm like equally undecided between the two items, if it's like my boss or whatever, right?
One time I was out with my boss, the boss of bosses, the big boss. Number one boss, and we were out, and we went to a liquor store to get some bottles of wine, and I bought myself a $14 bottle of wine, and I said, "Oh, I'll buy you a bottle of wine also," and he chose a $65 bottle of wine, and was like, "I mean, I think he has money, and that's something that he does in his life, but I was not prepared." I paid for it, but the following time he took me out for dinner, I ordered what I wanted. Yeah, that's for darn sure.
A bottle of wine.
$65. What is that? I didn't even know they made bottles of wine that expensive.
This is CITR Radio, 101.9 FM.
Woo!
I am here in studio with Strap playing a little thing called Radio Advice. We'll do maybe two short ones because there's a super long one. This one, I don't have that. It's from Highest Velocity. So I don't want jeans or leggings, and I have shorts, dresses, and poofy, flowy pants. I'm going to get a skirt soon, too. I want something to cover my legs but still comfy. That's the question.
Long dress?
I don't know.
Knee socks.
Yeah.
Are sweatpants an option?
So I
love this question. I'm gonna get a skirt soon too.
Yeah.
And a poofy, long skirt.
Wait,
yo.
Poofy.
So this is a person that doesn't want jeans or leggings, but wears shorts, dresses. Well, I have shorts, dresses, and poofy, flowy pants.
Poofy flowy pants.
Yeah, I'm going to get a skirt soon, too. I want something
to cover. A dress is not a skirt.
But yeah.
Right. Hammer pants.
Yeah. So once
something. She already has poofy flowy pants. She doesn't need hammer pants.
Yeah. So I wanted something to cover. But what else? But isn't that like, I mean, in my mind, I don't
know.
Here's
your options.
Yeah.
Tights.
Yeah.
No tights.
But,
no,
no tights. No,
tights and leggings are different, guys.
Yeah. Oh.
No,
what's the difference?
Feet. Nylons. Is that what you mean?
Feet. Tights have feet. Nylons are like tights. They have feet. Leggings.
Just up to the...
Go to the ankle.
Yeah. Do you wear socks?
That's a good question. That's the real question here. It's awkward to wear socks with like ankle-length leggings, don't you think? Do you tuck the socks into the leggings or do you tuck the leggings into the... It's opened a whole can of fish here.
What if you're wearing like sandals? Do you wear socks?
No.
But I see people wearing all the time.
What? Why? What's the point of sandals if you're going to like... house it all in and fill up those holes.
That's true. That's like making coffee in a coffee filter, but putting another piece of paper inside the coffee filter first.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's like opening the window and then like leaning some glass up against it.
The correct answer is body paint.
Knee socks, though. Seriously, knee socks.
These socks, perfect. Very last one, just because you talk about window, it's like from 556654 guy. It's too hot in my apartment. What do you have any summer cool down tips? That's a tough.
Yeah, if you put an ice cube in your mouth and run around really fast, it like.
But doesn't that make you hotter though?
No, because you have the ice cube in your mouth, so it causes the ice cube to melt at a rate which enters your body. At a rate which cools you down.
And you put one up your butt, too.
That's the answer I'm looking
What's
for.
What's your apartment? Like, Bianca, is it hot? Do you have tricks?
We have lots of fans. Just ice all the way.
Ice everywhere. But I think I need more information, like, because you have to be careful about the curtains and the blinds.
Right.
Like you have to close the curtains when it's going to be shining sun. That's the big thing.
That's a big thing, yeah. I would say like don't use the oven.
Well, and insulation is really important also. Like in the winter, people know to put plastic on their windows. And sometimes that sucks if your window opens in the summer. But if your window doesn't open in the summer, I'd say it's a good idea to leave the plastic up on your summer windows because the extra insulation will still be helpful. Because you want to keep the cold air inside.
Yeah.
You don't want it to escape into the outside.
Yeah.
It just seems gross to like plastic wrap yourself in on a hot, sweaty day. But you might be right. I mean, I guess if your window doesn't open. But.
Yeah, if your window doesn't open, you want to keep it in. That's why double pane windows are a thing, I think. I'm not like a glazier.
It keeps the condition for a while. But I think if it's hot, then it traps the heat.
Yeah, once the hot's in.
Yeah, once the hot's in, then...
I don't know. Does tin foiling your windows work? I haven't lived in an apartment
for
that allowed
if the
that.
Sun is shining in. Yeah.
Or if you have a grow up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you need, like, seriously, you need thick drapes and keep that sun out.
Yes, perfect. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, in case you're wondering what you're listening to. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm here, Ben, with the band Strap. If you're just joining us, you missed a live set from the band started about an hour ago. You can listen to it in the entirety, maybe tomorrow on the podcast. Go to CITR.ca, do a search for Strap or Radio Hell should show up in... Yes, now we just finished a segment called Radio Advice, where people ask the band questions about various things, like cat pooping on a trip.
Day-to-day life questions.
Yeah, and how to go, day-to-day life question.
That was fun, I like that.
Yeah,
that was fun.
So that's how we play Radio Advice. So thanks so much for coming in. I hope you have had a great time.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us here tonight, Ben.
Yeah. Just remind people there's a show in Penticton at some point. And at some point.
I think it's August 30th.
Send Andy Resto an email. He will let you know.
Yeah.
Please do.
The show is. And Spring Break is playing.
August 10th at Black Lab with Out of Controller and Jerk Jails. Yeah.
Awesome. Those good bands. Both bands I've seen at some point. In the past. Website is Strap.
So check out the Instagram at this Strap, and check out our video music. Video, it's not a music video, but it's a video that contains music. It's a still photo of the album
People
cover.
Know what it is, a song.
Oh, it's a song. There's a song we put on YouTube called Tears in Our Eyes by the band Strap Us. We put it on there and you can watch it.
Ace Martin's Bandcamp.
Yeah.
It's got 100 views so far. I checked a couple days ago.
100?
Yeah, so let's get that to 110.
Any thoughts of doing an actual music video?
Yes.
Yeah.
So many thoughts.
Lots of thoughts. Oh, and
there is.
Oh, there is some. There I is haven't a, showed Bianca yet, but that footage is.
There is a video with Ace and Andy for Achuta, it must have been.
Yeah.
Where it was just.
Two videos.
But the one I'm talking about is two where it was just a camera and you two were just trying to do somersault.
Breakdance. It's hard to tell that's what they're trying to do, but I think that's the story.
Yeah, you can look that up. Just do a search for breakdancing, a.k.a. somersault. I don't know.
It's so, is that what you see?
No.
It's Achuta is the band name, and that song is, I really hope Andy's not listening, because I have no idea what any of the songs are called. Not that Andy would be surprised by that, but...
Be nice.
That is what it's called.
Be engaged.
Stay engaged.
Stay engaged.
Stay engaged. Achuta, stay engaged.
All right, go.
Check it. It's on YouTube also.
Be nice.
No, there's another
thank
song.
You. Straps,
Be
thanks
nice.
So much
thank
for coming. Thanks for coming.
Thank
thanks,
you.
Jayarner, for the sound tonight.
Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for tuning in. Next week, Inherent Vices is on the show, but just to chat. So no live show. But they will be playing the new record and talking about it. So tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. Now, let's... Here's some Spring Breaks from the latest record in celebration of excellence.
Attraction, have you ever